She might be the next first lady. Mrs. Candy Carson is on the phone, the wife of Dr. Ben Carson. Good morning, Mrs. Carson.
Well, good morning, and how are you doing?
I'm doing real well. How are you?
Good, because I'm doing great. I'm home, so it's always good to be back in Florida.
Yeah,
we were
January.
In Dallas yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah, we were in Dallas. I'm trying to remember what the venue was. It's hard because, you know, we kind of bounced around a lot.
I know it must be hard.
We had come from Iowa, and so the Dallas weather was in the, I think you were in the 60s, mm-hmm. and Iowa was in the 20s, so that was an interesting, nice warm-up. The people were warm in Iowa, and the people were warm in Texas, but
did you watch the State of the Union address?
You know, we were flying at that time, so no, I couldn't see it.
Okay.
But I think Ben got a transcript or something because he commented later on.
Now you graduated from Yale. You met your husband
yes.
in college at Yale?
Yes. Yes.
How different was he then?
Not much. I mean, he might be less cocky now.
Less.
Less.
Was he an engaging fellow when you guys met?
Of course. I mean, just you know, a person that had his head on his shoulders. You know, when people go off to college, you know, they have those questions. You know, why? I mean, why are trees there? Why am I here? Why am I here in this place at this time? You know, you have you know those questions about being. And he and his roommate, they were two that had their heads on straight. They were sure of themselves, self-confident, not conceited per se, but really seemed to have an understanding that the rest of us didn't have. And so that was something, you know.
Did he have some of the same views then as he has now?
Well, he was a Democrat. But to tell you the truth, about helping people to realize the American dream and that sort of thing, that's always been something that's been a part of his character. But he was a Democrat because his family had been Democrats. Same with me. We were Democrats. And once we were adults, we became independents. And then, let's see, not that we weren't adults then, but you know what I mean, more mature. And then when it came time to run for, you know, he felt called to do this. He felt that the Republican Party had more principles and values that resonated with his principles and values, and that's why we became Republicans. But he's really more about unifying the two parties as opposed to being one on one side or the other. But to be a viable candidate, you know, he needed to choose one or the other. And they're more, to tell you the truth, the Republicans are more about teaching people a fish rather than just giving them fish.
In your book, you discuss how hard it was being the wife of a neurosurgeon and that you were looking forward to getting your husband back. If he becomes president.
Right.
If he becomes president.
What are the chances of that?
Yeah,
well, you know, it's already
been 40 years,
you know,
so are you ready
running,
to get rid of him?
Yeah. I mean, to tell you the truth, he's been on the speaker circuit since 2011. Well, he's been on the speaker circuit since the late 80s. And when he saw what was happening to our country in 2011, he felt called in to try to wake people up because, as you know, our founding fathers said that our system of government is based on a well-informed and well-educated populace. And we were getting away from that. A lot of people are distracted by so many other things, you know, Dancing with the Stars and all those kinds of things, the television programs and then those little gizmos, the electronic gizmos that people like to play on and that. But a lot of the news, as it happens, isn't coming through. So that's why he felt called to do this, and of course, I was traveling with him. So we've been on the trail, speaking engagement trail for a few decades, but not so much like the campaign trail. That's a little different.
What about speaking of the campaign?
Several states a day sometimes. Yes.
Speaking of the campaign, were you prepared for a lot of the criticism that you have taken? Not so much about your husband, because you know that's a part of his deal. But the criticism that you have taken, how does that affect you?
You know, I haven't seen it, so I guess it's not affecting me. Mm. There's probably things out there, and to tell you the truth, I don't keep up with that sort of thing. Right now, what's important is to wake up the American people. So I focus on trying to get issues out to people as much as I can, like the $18.5 trillion debt. A lot of people don't know about this.
But,
and to pay it off at a rate of $10 million a day, I think that's the right. Excuse me, my son's trying to go to a meeting. there to pay that off, though, the $18.5 trillion, because it's easy enough to say, but it's hard to really understand. Paying it off at a rate of $10 million a day, 365 days a year, would take you 5,000 years. That's how bad it is, and that's what we're doing to our children and grandchildren.
Well, tell that to your husband's opponent, because he's not talking about the issues like this. He's just talking about, and making everybody feel bad.
Yeah, well, you know, that might be their way of doing things. Ours is to help people understand what's going on in our country, because we are in a crisis situation and we've got to do something about it. So that's what we're doing about it. We're trying to wake people up. And to tell you the truth, Ben's probably the most qualified in the sense that he has had more 2 a.m. calls with life and death situations. He has he's been able to focus on problems no matter what they are and what other complications arise. When he's operating in a small field, think about this. A brain is a small field to begin with, but a child's brain, that's even smaller. So he's trying to make very minute incisions.
Okay. I'm sorry, Ms. Carson. We're out of time. The new book is A Doctor in the House, My Life with Ben Carson. Candy Carson, thank you.